Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbent fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crane Pool moves to third. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent takes first base on ball four. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Mazeroski moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbent fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ribbent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canizaro moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canizaro scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. one out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese pinch hits for Bob Veal. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Canizaro moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribben fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.